This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from his popular DVD teaching series titled Journey to Zion. And today, we're covering the holiest day of the Jewish year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Let's listen to an excerpt.
So, Rosh Hashanah is the first of the month, and it marks the beginning of this period of 10 days of repentance that is sometimes referred to as the High Holy Days, sometimes referred to as the Days of Awe and the Days of Repentance. But this is the period of time when the theme and the motif is repentance. Now, it should be pointed out that it's always a time for repentance and asking for forgiveness. But it's like Father's Day or Mother's Day. What, is it just once a year that you're just supposed to show respect for your parents? Obviously, it's every day of the year. But what we say is, let's have one day when we can focus on this and remember it so that it'll carry through for the whole year round. So Yom Kippur is referred to in the Bible as Shabbat Shabbaton, which means Sabbath of Sabbaths. Now, we all know that the Sabbath is called holy. It's the only holy day that's referred to as the Holy of Holies, the Sabbath of Sabbaths. And so, it therefore is seen as the holiest day of the year.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at holylandmoments.ca.